From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. More than 170 countries signed an agreement Friday aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. The deal, which was agreed to in Paris at the end of last year, opened for signatures on Friday in honor of Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that this action is overdue.
The window for keeping global temperature rise well below 2 degrees Celsius, let alone 1.5 degrees, is rapidly closing. The era of consumption without consequences is over.
The leader also said nations must intensify efforts to decarbonize their economies and urged support for developing countries in making this transition. The countries signing the deal represent more than 93% of the planet's greenhouse gas emissions. The world's biggest emitters, China and the United States, account for about 40% of emissions. Both countries urged early enforcement of the deal. Friday, 15 countries submitted their ratification to the UN chief. President Obama has dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. The U.S. leader said he believes the EU magnifies, rather than moderates, British influence in the world. The U.S. president's remarks at a joint news conference with British Prime Minister David Cameron are a boost for Mr. Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the European Union. Mr. Obama made his remarks after first making his position known in a column published in the Telegraph newspaper. This is VOA News.